KJAN Sports.
And at 7:21, it's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Fremont Mills opened up a 28-point lead early and rolled to a 61-20 victory over Exira EHK in the eight-man quarterfinals of high school football Friday night. The Knights scored on their first three possessions to open the game strong. Mason Vanetta set the tone early with a 65-yard touchdown run on the third play of the game. The Spartans turned over the ball on downs on their first possession. Seth Malcolm scored on a two-yard run on the next possession for Fremont Mills, and Vanetta added another in their next possession with a 36-yard touchdown run to make it 21-0 in the first quarter. The Spartans got their first score with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the half to make it a 28-7 game at that point. The Knights quickly answered back, though, as Austin Gartner ran the ensuing kickoff back to the Spartans' 5-yard line, and Vanetta punched it in on the next play to push the lead to 34-7 by the half. The Knights would eventually get a large enough lead in the second half to invoke the 35-point running clock rule, and the fourth quarter ran away quickly. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said the Spartans just built too big of a hole early in the game and couldn't dig out.
They just kind of steamrolled out of control, you know, a 28-0, then we come back 28-7, then we allow a huge return. You know, you had a little bit of confidence. I don't like that word momentum because it's the dumbest word in the world. But, you know, we had some confidence, you know, there, and all of a sudden, boom, it just kind of gets sucked right back out of you, so... You know, that's part of it. You know, I'm very proud of what our kids have done this year. You know, it's going to be a hard group of kids to replace.
Vanetta finished the game with 5 rushing touchdowns and 1 passing. Fremont Mills head coach Jeremy Christensen said he was counting on Vanetta to lead the way.
Yeah, no, I think he was prepared for that. You know, I told him before the game, you got the freshest legs we have, so let's see what we can do. And, you know, when he gets open space, he is electric, so that's nice.
Seth Malcolm finished with 2 rushing touchdowns on the night, and the Knights improved to 10-1 and avenged their opening season loss to the Spartans. Fremont Mills heads back to the Unidome for the semifinals for the second straight season. The Knights are set to play New London on Thursday at noon in the semifinals. Exira EHK had their season end with a record of 9-2 and says goodbye to a strong senior class. AHSTW is heading to the Unidome next week for the Class A state semifinals after a home win Friday night over Newman Catholic. The Vikings scored first and posted a 31-14 win. Gabe Pauley scored a pair of touchdowns, including a 56-yard run on the Vikings' first offensive play of the game. Blake Osbar made a leaping interception into the end zone to stop a Newman Catholic drive in the first quarter after the Vikings had taken the lead 7-0.
I was kind of just playing some defense back there. I mean, I had the deep third, and he came back. I mean, Tuma passed him off to me, and I was just kind of running. I didn't think I had it, and I just kind of jumped up, came down with it.
Osbar said the Vikings had a good week of preparation.
Yeah, we got some good film from some teams on them, and coaches just gave us a heck of a scout, and we just come out and we try to play our game.
AHSTW picked off 4 passes, including 2 by Drake Partridge. Vikings coach Davis Patti said the interceptions were big in helping his team control the game.
Yeah, turnovers are huge in any game, especially, big games, playoff games. Yeah, it's good to get on the right side of it. We kind of had 1 careless one in the first half, so to kind of atone for that a little bit in the second half was really big for our momentum and keeping the ball out of their hands.
After falling behind in their last 2 games and having to rally to win, Patti said it was nice to get an early lead.
Especially against a really good opponent that's had a lot of success, and they had a big comeback last week. It was nice to throw the first punch, so to speak, and get an early lead, albeit, they answered a little bit later, but it was good to not have that 0 up there for quite the extended time we had last couple weeks.
Corbin Martin scored on a 41-yard jet sweep, and Brayton Tuma caught a 64-yard pass from Osbar. AHSTW also got a 28-yard field goal from Kyle Brannon as they improved to 11-0 on their season. Next up will be Friday, November 9th, the 1 p.m. matchup with 10-1 Edgewood-Colesburg, and we'll have that game for you on KJAN live from Cedar Falls. Elsewhere in Western Iowa, high school football quarterfinal action last night in Class 3A. It was Lewis Central over Harlan, 35-14. And in Class 8, it was Southeast Warren beating Arweva by a score of 46-44. You can catch all the rest of the scores on our sports page at KJAN.com. And that having been said, the high school football playoff schedule is set in the semifinals. And as we mentioned earlier, an 8-player action. It'll be on Thursday, November the 8th at noon, when New London, at 10-1 on the season, takes on an equally matched Fremont Mills Tabor. In Class 3A, Thursday at 8:15 p.m., it'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Lewis Central. Both teams are 11-0 on their seasons. In Class A, at 1 o'clock on Friday, November 9th, as we mentioned, Edgewood-Colesburg will take on AHSTW. Edgewood Colesburg is 10-1 on the season, HSTW 11-0. And again, you can see the other semifinal schedules for next week on our sports page. The Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road today at Purdue in the Big Ten with quarterback David Blau and freshman receiver Rondell Moore. The Boilers have an explosive offense.
They're very innovative, very explosive, and very, very productive. So they've got a good offensive football team with a lot of big play capable type players. And so it's going to be a tough team for us to defend.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says it's a similar challenge to last week's 30-24 loss at Penn State.
We're playing a really good football team, a team that's very, very dangerous and very explosive, very capable, and then playing on the road in a tough environment. So a lot of similarities there.
Ferentz says the play of Blau helped Purdue to turn its season around.
Hey, he's a good player, but he just seems to have something to him that really, you know, is what quarterbacks have. So, yeah, he poses some problems, you know, and I think the biggest thing is his confidence level. It seems like it's really, really high right now.
And a pregame coverage begins at 12:30 this afternoon here on KJAN with a kickoff at 2:30. Finally in sports, Iowa State is on the road at Kansas in Big 12 action. With three straight wins, the Cyclones have climbed into the title picture in the Big 12, and they hope to stay there with a victory at Kansas. The Cyclone defense has been outstanding, and Coach Matt Campbell says the challenge today will be freshman running back Puka Williams, who has nearly 900 yards of rushing and receiving.
I think he's one of the elite playmakers in our conference. He's a guy that, you know, you talk about spatial football players, he's as good as I've seen so far. And, you know, we've played some really good ones this year, and I think he's right up there with any of the great ones that we've played.
Campbell says Williams is a versatile back.
He's got the ability to transition that speed to power really fast, and I think that's what makes him really dangerous. So, you know, a guy that really brings a lot to the table. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He can certainly create matchups in the passing game equal to what he can do in the running game, and it'll be certainly a great challenge for our defense.
Campbell says a veteran defense has helped Kansas make progress.
A very, very good defensive line, outstanding defensive front. You see a linebacking core that's all been there. They're veterans. And then their secondary, especially in the safety world, is maybe as good as anybody in the conference. And you see guys that have played a lot of football that are really confident to go make plays on the ball.
Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. today from David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium in Lawrence, Kansas. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.